A notorious figure in Peru and across Latin America whose leadership marked an era of violence is dead. Abimael Guzman, the founder and leader of the Shining Path guerrilla movement, died in prison over the weekend at 86 years old. Between bombings, kidnappings, and other acts of violence, an estimated 70,000 people died during the Shining Path's insurgency. Many deaths were attributed to Guzman's orders. We're joined now by Renzo Aroni, a historian of Latin America. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So I want to start by asking, you know, for people in the audience who don't know, who exactly was Abimael Guzman?
Well, Abimael Guzman was a native from the Andean city of Arequipa in southern Peru, where he got degrees in philosophy and law. And then later, in the early 1960s, he moved to Ayacucho City, where he got this position as a professor. And most students at this university were first-generation college students and indigenous Quechua descendants. However, Abimael Guzman guided these students toward radical politics. And these students soon ventured into the countryside as teachers to convert rural peasants to the goals of the revolution.
Well, as you explained, the Shining Path movement initially relied on the indigenous people of the Andes. But later, the indigenous community turned their support away from the Shining Path. How did that happen?
At the beginning, the Shining Path rapidly, you know, gained some support in the early years. But later, because this authoritarianism of the Shining Path and some of these first actions that was killing local authorities, the indigenous peasants decided, you know, to refuse. So they began to organize themselves, you know, building this multi-communal coalition against the Shining Path.
The Shining Path guerrilla movement was known for its extremely cruel tactics, but tens of thousands of deaths during those years were also attributed to the government in Peru. What was the role of the government during those years?
Very early years, 1980s, was difficult, I guess, for most of the government security forces to struggle against this insurgents moving, you know, in these indigenous communities as a kind of civilians. So they committed a lot of human rights abuses, including massacres, disappearances. But later, the government armed forces learned that they have to gain the peasant support in order to defeat the Shining Path, and they did it.
Well, now Peru has a new president, Pedro Castillo, whose new government is clearly left-leaning. He, of course, has denounced any form of violence, but some members of the political opposition still try to link his government to the legacy of the Shining Path. So how do you see Castillo still grappling with all this history?
Well, I mean, the new president, he takes the new administration over under very challenging circumstances. And of course, there's some critiques against part of his cabinet accused being apologetical with the Shining Path. And I think he need to, you know, take position clear, right? And be more confrontational, you know, to be more strong in this decision to be against, you know, anything that related to Shining Path, the brutality and the terror and the trauma and the consequence that we're still, you know, struggling. And I don't know if he's going to do that, but I mean, the process is still going on and the debates also.
Renzo Aroni is a historian and lecturer at the Center for the Study of Ethnicity and Race at Columbia University. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.